So the study by Francesco Bozzao from Italy evaluates ILD as the initial manifestation of systemic autoimmune rheumatic diseases in a multi-center cohort. The data that he shared with us shows that in about 12.6% of patients that were seen in academic hospitals in Italy, ILD, pulmonary manifestations were the reason for the initial visit. It is a large cohort of 427 patients that were evaluated between 2009 and 2017. A good portion of these patients, 66.7%, had received steroid or immunosuppressant therapy before their first visit to the rheumatologist. And at the time of the visit, their rheumatic manifestations worsened during steroid tapering. The main ILD patterns for this group of patients were NSIP and UIP, as well as organizing pneumonia in about 10% of patients. Some of these patients, the autoantibodies profile changed during follow-up. At the time of diagnosis, the main pulmonary finding was a decreased DLCO. Interesting enough, the study further demonstrates that it is the pulmonary manifestations that have carry very bad prognosis in patients with rheumatic diseases. The median follow-up for this cohort was 48 months. Eight patients, 14.8%, had a decline in DLCO, and nine patients, 17% of this cohort, died during the time of follow-up. Six of the nine deaths were related to ILD. The study substantiates the fact that ILD can be the initial manifestations of connective tissue disease or rheumatoid arthritis in about 12% of patients. The majority of patients had autoimmune myositis, systemic sclerosis, and Sjogren's syndrome as their most frequent diagnosis. And furthermore, this study reiterates that ILD is a major cause of morbidity and mortality in patients with systemic autoimmune diseases. So the study by Marco Di Carlo and colleagues pushes the boundaries of our current understanding of screening for ILD into using lung ultrasound for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. This is a cross-sectional study conducted on consecutive rheumatoid arthritis patients with suspected ILD that uses a technique used as an emergency medicine and the point of care to diagnose the evidence of lung pathology. The ultrasound probe is placed in 14 intercostal spaces, and B lines, which could be considered artifacts, are counted in 14 areas of the chest wall in the intercostal spaces. The average number of B lines based on the lung ultrasound detected in these patients with RA-ILD was 10. Their gold standard for evaluating the specificity and sensitivity of lung ultrasound for diagnosing ILD is high-resolution CT. So patients, based on their lung ultrasound, are able to be categorized into with or without suspected ILD. And then the ROC analysis reveals an AUC of 0.83, suggesting that this technique could be used as a screening tool for the early diagnosis of patients with RA-ILD that could be further assessed with high-resolution CT.
So in terms of RA-ILD, we actually presently don't have a great way of knowing whether a patient has ILD when they have RA other than having them get an HRCT scan. So it's really important to be able to discover novel biomarkers that you'd be able to measure in patients to predict which patients may develop ILD, and not only that, which patients might be at risk for a progression of their ILD. So this was a well-designed prospective study looking at a relatively large number of RA patients with and without ILD from a single academic center. And even though the sensitivity of KL6 for predicting the presence of ILD was relatively low, this study found that KL6 levels did predict future progression of ILD among the patients who had ILD. So potentially KL6 could be something that we use to help predict which of those patients with RA-ILD are at greatest risk for disease progression and may require treatment.